A report out today says Asians have passed Latinos as the largest wave of new immigrants coming to this country. The number of Asians in the U.S. quadrupled between 1980 and 2010. It's now at about 18 million. That's 6% of the total population, or it was as of 2010. That's according to a study that's been released by the Pew Research Center. Researchers say that reflects both a slowdown in illegal immigration and the demands that many companies are making for higher-skilled workers. Joining us now, Dr. Marcela Suarez Orozco, co-director of immigration studies at New York University and the new incoming dean at the UCLA School of Education and Information Studies. First of all, congratulations.
Thank you so much.
But let's talk about this particular phenomenon. And it's certainly not recent. It's been happening for more than two decades. What happened in 1980 that in which this change began?
Well, many, many things. I think in some ways it's there is an echo factor here, meaning these are historical flows that have started slowly and have gained momentum over time. Remember, Asians have been migrating to the United States for well over a century now. So part of this is sort of the general cumulative momentum that immigration generates over time. Second, obviously, is the story of the new economies in Asia that have generated development and wealth and had made the migration option a more attractive option to larger groups of would-be migrants. Also, of course, as Asians settled in the United States, family reunification has continued to create the context that is welcoming to new immigrants. So in some ways, it's a story about not so much perhaps the growth of the new immigration from Asia. It's also the story of the significant slowing down of new immigration from Latin America. So we really have two headlines here.
Well, let's talk about that second headline then, the slowing down of immigration from Latin America. What are the causes of that? Is it because, I mean, under the Obama administration, they've deported more people than any other administration, as far as I know. Is that one of the reasons?
That's certainly one of the reasons, Celeste. There are also other factors. The slowing down of the U.S. economy, particularly the construction, real estate sector of the economy, had really been a very, very big boom for new immigration from Latin America, especially Mexico, Central America, Mexico above all. So the state of the U.S. economy is in effect, the border controls, the deportation campaign. The fact that growth in Mexico, new births, have significantly been reduced over the last 20 years in Mexico. Mexico, new births in Mexico have been in decline, and that puts a kind of a different pressure in the Mexican origin population. So it's really a combination of factors and a combination of factors that add to this historic transformation. Now, for the first time in a long time, Asians really now, in a way, come to represent what Hispanics have represented over the last four generations, meaning they have been the fastest growing sector of the largest number of new arrivals, and what Europeans represented a century ago when they were the largest group. Now, Asians, of course, are a very diverse population, so yeah. We're really talking about an entire universe, a multitude of countries of origin, religions, languages, identities, ways of entry into our country. We have Asians that fit the very traditional immigration story. We have Asians that have come into our country as refugees. We have people that have very, very high levels of education. The average Indian immigrant in the United States is something like 10,000 times more likely to have an advanced degree than the average Indian in India.
But I wonder, and we're speaking with Dr. Marcela Suarez Orozco, who's a co-director of immigration studies at New York University. I wonder if possibly what we're really seeing is the availability that, you know, we're separated from Asia by a very large ocean. Perhaps since 1980, it's simply become easier for immigrants from Asia to make it to the U.S.
new information, communication, and transportation is making it easier. So that's another part of the story.
Okay.
And, you know, but there is a selectivity factor here, meaning
they're recruiting highly educated workers.
Well, recruiting, yeah, exactly. More highly educated folk are more likely to enter the migration stream because work, science, technology, all of the fields where Asians have been extremely central and sort of engaged in a muscular way are increasingly global. It's part of a global culture. So you're working in Korea, you're working in China, you're working in Silicon Valley, you're
absolutely
working in Boston, and this is part of the increasingly
who they're looking for. But, you know, I hate to ask you to boil down a semester-long class into a minute of time here, but what does that mean in terms of changing the culture of the United States? What does this immigration mean?
You know, it means that we're doing what we've always been doing. Asians arrive. They're very, very quick to move into, to connect with the labor market, number one. They're very, very, they're learning English at a very fast rate, perhaps unprecedented how quickly they're moving into English dominance. Unfortunately, they're also losing their own languages. And they're marrying outside their group. So it's telling us the essence of what the American story has been for the last 150 years with a new cast of characters.
Dr. Marcela Suarez Orozco is co-director of immigration studies at New York University, the new incoming dean at the UCLA School of Education and Information Studies. We're talking about a new study from the Pew Research Center that says Asians have bypassed Latinos as the largest waves of immigrants coming into this country. Doctor, thank you so much.
My pleasure.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.